Aleishu, Chelek Beis, Tav Lamed Tes, the fourth Vav, Ikarei HaTeshuvah. The Pasuk in Parashas Nosoi, Ish o Isha, Ki Asu Mikol HaTeis Adam, men or women, if they transgress, Lim Oil Mal Bashem, they betray Hashem, Ve'ashma HaNefesh Ha'i, Ve'hisvadu Es Chatasam Asher Asu. This is an obligation of Vidui, Ve'hisvadu. Here the author follows the Shita of the Rambam, which we've seen a number of times in both volumes, that the mitzvah of teshuva is actually the vidui. But there are some prerequisites. In order to be able to offer a sincere vidui, there has to be a forsaking of the chait. Because if he continues to sin while saying his vidui, who ketovel v'sheretz b'yadoi, as Chazal put it, it's like a person immersing in a mikveh, all the while holding onto a sheretz, shelo al sala tevila. The tevila is not effective, and so to the vidui wouldn't be effective. Ve'im einu mischarit be'emes al chetoi, if the person does not feel true remorse for his chet, so that's another prerequisite, because if he doesn't feel this regret, en ze vidui amiti, then the vidui again is not a sincere vidui, elo vidui pe belilev, it's just lip service. Furthermore, that's another prerequisite. The Baal Teshuvah has to make a commitment for the future. And in the words of the Rambam, the one who knows mysteries, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, would be able to testify about this individual, that he will never return to this chait. So again, the author is just paraphrasing the Shita of the Rambam, which he's explained previously, that the mitzvah de'oraisa of Teshuvah is actually the vidui, with elements that are prerequisites to make that vidui sincere. So in summary, Hari Arba Ikarim La Teshuva, we have four fundamentals in Teshuva. Vidui, Aziva, leaving behind the chait, Charata, remorse, the Kabbalah, and commitment for the future. Veha Aschalai Aziva Sachait, it begins with leaving the chait behind. So paragraph Aleph, Aziva Sachait. Im chait einu matzik la'adam klal, if the chait doesn't bother the person, to the point where the person doesn't contemplate bichlal, it doesn't enter his mind that he needs to actually cease and stop this. That's the worst thing. Chazal say about somebody who's so distant from teshuvah, as Ben Yoina explains about the person who's malbin pnei chaveroi barabim, he humiliates another Jew in public in Shaarei Teshuvah Gimel Kuf Mem Aleph. Here's a fascinating point. V'chol asher nisayon shebachet b'yisei katan, ha'oine shalav yisei gadol. The smaller the nisayon that the person has to withstand, the greater the punishment. Chazal put it this way, kashe oinshei shelavan yisei mishel techeles. The punishment for the white strings in the tzitzis is worse than the punishment for the tcheles. This is from Menachos Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, and also look at Rabbi Yisrael Misalant's letters, Or Yisrael Simanches. The author explains, Biknias tcheles letzitzis yesh chisoin kis. When a person is going to buy threads for tzitzis, well, there's certain expenses involved. Ul adam hachas al mamoinoi zeo nisayon. For people we have concern for our money, it's a nisayon of as to how much money one will spend. Ach hachutim halevanim shebatzitzis hem bezeil, but the white threads are cheap, or at least cheaper. Ve'im ha'adam einu yisam gam chutim levanim al begadav. So if a person fails to put the white threads on his garments, on shoy chamur yosev asher al bitul ha'tcheles, the consequences are more severe than tcheles, because when it comes to tcheles, it's a greater nisayon. K'moichen, a similar example. When it comes to Lashon Hara, one's pleasure is not all that tangible. It's a small pleasure. Whereas, Hanekima Vanetira, Him Esukami Devash Kilshon Mesilas Yesharim. Taking revenge, bearing a grudge against somebody who's done wrong to us, the Ramchal says, is sweeter than honey. Venim Tzalef is, and therefore, it emerges, Shekashe Oinshei Shelashon Hara, Yosem Oinshah Shanekima. Therefore, the consequences for Lashon Hara are worse than the punishment for taking revenge, because it should be easier for us to desist from Lashon Hara. Third example. Bevitul tira b'moyis choyl, meirev tirdeis ha'parnasa, yesh nisayon gadol. When it comes to bitul tira, during the weekdays when we are preoccupied with making a living, So learning Torah is a great nisayon. Setting aside the time for it is a great nisayon, and therefore bitul Torah is an issue. Ach bevitul Torah beShabbos she'en b'tir dazeh. But wasting time on Shabbos when we don't have the preoccupation of Parnasa, we have more time. Lachen bitul Torah beShabbos latarud beFarnasasoi hu yaseh chamor v'ashe yaseh gadol. Therefore bitul Torah on Shabbos for a working person is more severe, and the consequences are more serious. Three examples. Al yaseid ze banah maran hagoyin Rabbi Yisrael selanter esvorah. So b'inyan teshuvah. So Rabbi Yisrael miselan built upon this foundation his instructions about teshuvah. Onwards. V'yeish ashe adam kol kach shakua b'chet rachamano leitzlan. Person is so immersed in a certain chet. V'hana'a mimenu kol kach gedoyla. And his delight in it is so great. Ad shu mesha'er shlo yuchal yizgaber alav gam lehaba chas v'chalila. That the person estimates that this is not something he can overcome. He will not be able to overcome it in the future. Vegam hu chayav laziv chet oi vihima. He too is obligated to forsake the chet, no matter what. Velashuv mimenu b'shuvah gemura, to do complete tshuva. Ubevoy hanisayin la'isi chet, when the nisayin comes in battling that chet, yilachem im yitzroi b'chiruf nefesh, this person is obligated to battle his yitzer. To the nth degree, v'idchese yetze ad ketze yecholtoin, and push aside the yetze to the extent of his ability. Ach, and here comes the point of this paragraph. Im shuva yetze menetzchoi, if it comes to it that he is defeated, the individual is defeated, gam az al yecheta bishat nefesh, then there's still the point of not sinning with disgust, with contempt. V'gam bishas ha'chet yitzta'er al kach shelo yizgaber, and at least at the time of the chet to regret the fact that he wasn't able to overcome. Hakadosh Baruch Hu berachamav chayshev lo es ha'tzar bishas ha'chet kechelek me'oinish. Hakadosh Baruch Hu considers this regret that the individual has at the time of the chet, the regret that he wasn't able to withstand the yitzara, as part of the punishment. And we see this in Chazal. V'chach omar Rabban Yochanan Mezakai, a Gemara, a famous Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Ayin Tes. Rabban Yochanan Mezakai teaches, Bo ur'e kama gadol kvoid habr yois. How the Torah takes into consideration these things. Shoyer shalach beraglav chamisha. If the person stole a bull and he just led it, the bull, of course, walks, so he has to return five after he slaughters or sells it. Se shehir kivoyal keseifu arba. But a lamb that the thief had to carry, and that involves a slight amount of degradation, he only has to bring four. Rashi explains, there was a certain amount of degradation in carrying this beast upon your shoulders. Kadosh Baruch Hu makes it, you see over here, this principle that any slight degradation or feeling of regret counts towards the punishment. Al ze omar hagri Peter Buyer, Blazer Nishmasen, Rabbi Yitzchak Blazer, the Talmid of Rabbi Israel, used to say, Im Adam oise avira, uvish asa maase une enach, if a person commits a transgression, but at the time he sighs in regret, kisvim elav bashamayim, it's recorded, Pleini avar avira avaltech anacha. Pleini transgressed, but he sighed. Umish avar avira velon enach vish asa maase, if a person did it and did not sigh, and worse, if he does it with contempt, this individual transgressed without a sight, and the difference between them is gigantic. In brackets now, this individual who was overcome by his yetzer and sinned with a sight, so he's obviously, it's better off, as we said, there's a tremendous difference between him and the person who does so with contempt. But this person who feels regret should be careful after the failure, shlo yidag yoseh midai, not to go too far with his concern. Ki al kegoin ze kosam maran hagoin Rabbi Yisrael Salant, regarding this type of situation, Rabbi Yisrael Salant writes, ki tiv'as nefesh adam, it's just the reality, the nature of our psychology. Kol shema'amik lidchoyes zerayon, if you try to suppress something, if you try to push something, eizetzar v'chayetze, it could be some regret or something, what happens is, in the words of Rav Desle, it's like pressing on a spring. And sometimes when you try to suppress an idea or something, it's like pressing on a spring and it makes it worse. Lazais, Rabbi Israel continues, therefore, for example, if a person's trying very hard to push aside inappropriate thoughts from his mind, that could itself sometimes be the reason for the thoughts to come back, because one's so preoccupied with trying to push away these alien thoughts that they come back davka. So too in tefillah. Making too much of an effort to push aside alien thoughts, sometimes it takes it away from the tefillah and causes the machshavah zeros. One has to find a balance over here. This is from Igrois Mikhtavim, the letters of Rabbi Yisrael Misalant, Hitzas Vilman, Siman Chafhei, Vesoif Siman Vav. Says the author of the Doki Tevbaz, think about this carefully. The second element, base, hacharata, the remorse. Kol cheit hu mechitza beinenu levein habore. This is a well-known idea, that a transgression is some sort of division, a partition between us and the Creator. Machshava zarachas, one alien thought, one incorrect thought, mechitzachas, there's already a wall. Diburasu, one inappropriate statement, mechitzachas, a wall goes up. Kaas echad, one time that one's angry, mechitzachas. Elef machshavoy zeroes, well, 1,000 alien thoughts, and elef mechitzah is 1,000 walls. Elef diburim asurim, od elef mechitzahis, 1,000 forbidden statements, another 1,000 walls. Elef michsholim bimidois reois, 1,000 failures in midois reois, such as anger, od elef mechitzahis, another 1,000. Kama mechitzahis hikamlu b'meshech shana b'nei leven boin. In 1 year, how many walls have we erected between us and our Creator? How can a person not then regret these sins and the thick partitions, thick walls that we erected and built between us and the Creator? Rabbi Yehuda writes in Shari Teshuvah Gimel Reish Hei, Ki HaTeshuvah HaShelema Linakos MiPesha Rav. Full teshuva is ki yakoid yikod hayagoyin benafshoy ki kodesh, that the grief in one's soul should burn like fire. Harei shelemus teshuva kliya begodel charata. What he's saying is that the perfection of the teshuva depends on the greatness of the regret. Machshava mechanit al hatzorich b'teshuva. Mechanical thought about the need to do teshuva. And even an intention to leave the chait, but without true remorse, is far from teshuva. This point will come up in the next paragraph. The words of Rabbeinu Yonah, that one has to feel remorse like a flame, like fire. And this is what we come to now. Gimel, vidui. Davar nifla anu mitzim b'chazal. We found something magnificent in Chazal. Ya'azel rasha darkoi. The pasuk that we cite all the time in Slichois and the Tfilois of Yemim Nera'im. Let the Rasha leave his ways, and the man of evil leave his thoughts. Omar Bibi Barabaye, Kitzad Adam Tzach Yisvadeis Erev Yom Kippurim. I can't resist. And I'm well aware that in the yeshiva world, this is Bibi Barabaye the Samoira, but the truth is that the Yavetz points out that this name comes from Divrei HaYamim, and it's really Veivai. That's probably what the Samara was called, based on the name in Divrei HaYamim, Veivai. At any rate, the Samara says, Kitzad Adam Tzech Lisvadois Erev Yom Kippurim. How does a person need to confess on Erev Yom Kippurim, in Mincha, when we say the Vidui? Tzarech Roma, he needs to say, Moideni, I admit, I acknowledge, Kol Ra Sheasisi Lefanecha, all the evil I did before you, Lefanecha, I was standing on an evil path. Whatever I've done, I will not do anymore. Be your will, that you erase, you forgive all my transgressions. Similar expression, and atone for all my sins. This is what the pasuk indicates. This is how a rasha leaves his path, and an evil man leaves his machshavos. Rabbi Yitzchak Omar, then and the next Amora adds, Ke adam shu malchim shetei nesorim umadbikon ze laze. Like a person who's gluing two pieces of wood. In modern Hebrew, malchim means to weld. I don't think Chazal was speaking about welding. they're talking about two pieces of wood, but the terminology is right over here. It's like welding together two pieces of metal, gluing together two pieces of wood. This is from Vayikra Rabba Peregimel. Says the author, Vidui u halchama. This is what's magnificent over here. Chazal are teaching us that the confession of one's mistakes is a process of welding. Mau hamashal shel shetei nesarim. What is this mashal of two pieces of wood shetzerich lalchim o yisamat shiyushuv lachadim, that you need to glue them to make them one piece? Hadavar niram eflach. Chazal are teaching us something awesome and wondrous. Hamatzav ha'amiti ve'atakin shel adamu. The real state of the individual, the proper, the takin, the proper, correct, natural state of man is shiyeh mechubayim abori. He must be connected to the Creator. He must be fused with his Creator. Harei tzelem elokim hu. We say this all the time. Uchmoi shatzel mechubayim ma shematil asatzel. And the author here understands tzelem elokim to derive from the word tzel, shadow. Just like the shadow is connected, but that's a too weak a word. I mean, it's inextricably intertwined with whatever's casting the shade. If you have a pillar and then it casts a shade, the shade is not an individual entity, something that stands by itself. The shade is a consequence of the pillar. So to hear, kacha tzelem mechubayim elokim, the tzelem elokim, the individual, is really part of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not something that stands by itself, an independent entity. And a shadow can never be an independent entity. It's part of whatever is casting the shade. So the tzelem elokim is part of the elokim. Hein matzavoy hativi shel adam. The natural situation of a human being is liyos davuk b'shem yizborach b'li mechitzos mamash. To mamash be a shadow, to be attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu without any partitions. Ach, but as the Navi Yeshayahu in Perek Nun Tes tells us, your transgressions separated you from your God. So the relationship between the individual and its creator, it's like one unit that's been broken into two. What needs to be done is to weld the two pieces together, to make them one. That's what the vidui is. Vidui, as we saw in that midrash, is welding. Hanusach shel al chet shechatanu lefanecha. The nusach that Chazal composed al chet shechatanu lefanecha mavlitinyan zit, emphasizes this issue. Omadnu lefanecha. We started off standing in front of you, mamash. Vechatanu lefanecha mamash. And we stood in front of you and we distanced ourselves. Ve'achshav hinenu ba'im lefanav yisborach umedim. And now we're coming and acknowledging this. And through this is how we go back to the previous paragraph. Through our vidui, what emerges is a remorse that burns like a flame. The words of Rabbeinu Yonah, that's the welding flame. That's the welder's flame. How we have to examine ourselves. We have to reflect and examine and analyze ourselves. So we can reach such a state of remorse, ul vidui amiti kaze, in a true, sincere vidui such as this. I made a note for myself, if you have access to the Sefer, the set of Svarim, Pardes Yosef, to take a look at Pardes Yosef on Parashas Nitzavim, page Aleph, Reish Chav Vav, that's 1226, Ois Aleph. The fourth paragraph, Kabbalah Lehaba, the commitment. אחרי כל תהליך התשובה עד כה, after the entire process of תשובה, thus far, עדיין לא יורד לנו עמקי סיבה שחית. We haven't gone down to the depth of the cause of the חית. הרי יש לנו בחירה. We have choice. ונצטווינו ובוחרתו בחיים. And we have an instruction in the Torah. Choose life. אבל אנחנו השתמשנו בכוח הבחירה לבחור ברע. We used the power of choice to select the incorrect path. Harei mo'alnu, the author is using this word very precisely. It's me'ila, as the Torah puts it. Ma'alnu b'choch ha'ila'i v'yesodi v'yesod. We misused the most exalted, the most fundamental force that we have. Now that's what me'ila is in the classic sense, misuse of something that was given to the Beis HaMikdash. U'maya teshuval me'ila zeis. So what is teshuva for this misuse of our power of choice? Kol tahalichei teshuvah ad kol. Every process of teshuvah we've discussed thus far, yisrakzu al chatein patim. It was all relevant to individual mistakes. V'cheitzad naaseh teshuvah al chet haklali hazeh. So how does one do teshuvah for this general chet of misusing one's power of choice? Zeu inyan hakabbalah laba. That's the concept of making a commitment for the future. Sheharambam itil lanu nesach yuvah nirah. The Rambam in Hilchos Teshuvah, we've quoted this already, imposes this tremendous obligation, that the commitment the individual makes is so solid that the knower of mysteries, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can testify about this individual that he will never return to this chait ever. The author now explains the depth of this concept. HaTeshuvah al hameila, doing real tshuva for this misuse by Bechira, mechayeves hisalus me'ala Bechira atzma. It obligates one to rise above the power of choice, ve'liyos be'ezo Bechina muchachim betoim. And to be at some level, to some extent, an automaton for good. Somebody who's not able not to do the correct thing at that point. To be beyond Bechira. He elaborates. Bechira became an element of a human being when Adam HaRishon ate from Eitz Hadas Tevara. Bechira means the possibility of sin. That's what Bechira means. Now he can choose to sin. It's already the fundamental separation between the individual and his creator. We will not be able to correctly fix this fundamental chet of Adam HaRishon until the end of time. But at least in one point, one detail, we can repair this issue of choice. And again, it's done by making a commitment. Correct conduct shetamodanu begeder choik veleyavo. That will be choik veleyavo. No exceptions whatsoever. Almost yihareg ve'al yavoir. V'tiyeh kabbalah bechizuk hazeh. That commitment should be such, so strong. Ad sheya'id alav yodea talumayis, to the point where HaKadosh Baruch Hu can testify about him, shehu ya'amoid bahanaga zo kilu mukhach aleh. That this individual will maintain this hanhaga, this particular detail of conduct that he chose, keilu muchach, as if he has no choice. That's what we mean by going beyond choice. He has no choice. Belishum bechira lekayem o levatel, without any choice to fulfill or to mevatel, like breathing. The person cannot choose not to breathe. One can't choose that. You have. That's how strong the commitment is. Zemana shel kabbalah zoi hu baneila shel yom kippurim. The time to make that commitment is during tefilas neila on Yom Kippur. Maran, Hagaron Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, Hayadoresh lifnei talmidav gedolim b'meshach kol chodesh Elul. He would teach his talmidim throughout the month of Elul rak al hachanas Yom Kippurim, regarding the preparation of Yom Kippur, lehagdil hacharatam o'im eklev, to increase one's remorse, as we spoke about in the previous paragraph, ulchazek ha-kabbalah b'chol efshin, to strengthen one's commitment as much as is possible, ad she'eid alav avishe b'shavayim v'chole, to the point that the Rambam specifies. See this in Kisvei HaSaba Mikelm, Amud Ein Dalid. Now, the author has a magnificent insight here. Lulei de mistafina, this is his own original contribution. Hayisime, I would say, ki chameshes ha-tefilois shel Yom HaKippurim makbilois lechamisha chalki ha-neshama. The five tefilois we have, Ma'ariv, and Shacharis, and Musaf, and Mincha, and Ne'ila, they correspond to the five parts of the neshama. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, v'Yechida. V'nimtza, what emerges then, quite easily, ki tefilas Ne'ila makbila li'Yechida. Ne'ila corresponds to Yechida, Shia Yechida liYechidcha. These words, of course, cannot unity. Asher bechadrei chadarim shel Yishmas Adam Yisrael, deep inside in the neshama of a Jew, Yeshna madrega shime'al lechoyach habechira. There's a level beyond bechira. This is, of course, the level not of Eitz Hadas Tevara, but the level of Eitz HaChayim. So it's beyond bechira. Shesham ein oide shetet rechim b'fnei adam. Where the person does not any longer have two paths that he can choose to do Hashem's will or not. Ela yichud levaveinu le'ahava olira. That's the level of what we said before the Shema, right? Yechel levaveinu le'ahava olira. To make our heart one. Well, that means there's no choice. Bisfilas ne'ila misoirer eze nitzoitz b'madegaze. So during tefillah, because it corresponds to this, a spark of this level is ignited. When a person feels this, yesh lat pisoi miyad, one immediately has to capture it bekabala chazaka kozei, with such a strong commitment that we spoke about. Vad kama shadam atzliach lishmor isah bechoy kvali avon mash. The extent to which the person manages to observe this Kabbalah as something which is not negotiable whatsoever, he earns that this spark will endure. It won't just be ignited for a moment, it will continue through many days. He is fortunate. Adkan.